93.7, the River City's classic rock. We got the cash for you. Double pay work day, 6 minutes away. Another $1,000. All you got to do is text that code word back, and hopefully you can stuff it in your pocket. And here it is. Finally, it's the first smoking gun. Make that smoking joint. For years, Joe and his stony cronies have shouted, "There's no such thing as a marijuana overdose. It's impossible. It just can't happen."
True.
It's never going to happen. No one can ever overdose. It's just impossible. Out of the state of Colorado, the pioneers on the forefront of marijuana legalization for recreational, big-time money being made in Colorado. Two poison control doctors claim to have documented the very first cause of death by marijuana overdose, sparking a medical debate. And they say this happened 2 years ago. And in the case report, this was published everywhere, cases of emergency medicine, all these different big doctor books. What they say is they worked on the care of this patient as part of their duties in a regional poison control center. That's how this patient came in. They came into the control center, and it was determined that they ingested the marijuana. Okay? And this happened back in March, 2 years ago.
So it was eaten.
The only thing that we found inside the body of this person was marijuana. High concentrations of marijuana in the blood, and that's the only thing they found.
They're saying that the high concentrations of marijuana, of THC, in this individual's blood overdosed them.
Yes.
And I cannot believe this.
It says the case report makes what amounts to be a very bold statement in the scientific world. As of this writing, this is the first reported death associated with cannabis exposure.
And this is a true, real story right here.
I
have never in my life heard of this being able to happen, ever.
ABC10.com, they get the hat tip on this. This is where you can find this. Now, I got to go back and be fair. I got to read the whole story, and nothing but the whole story.
The person didn't really die.
Now, the person did die, but it's also the first reported pediatric death associated with cannabis.
It's a kid.
This happened to an 11-month-old baby boy.
Oh, come on.
It
11-month-old?
Yes. They're not saying in the story how, in fact, the baby boy got a hold of this. I'm going through here trying to read. It just says somehow, some way, the baby did get a hold of this. You know, the parents probably had it out, didn't know what it was. He ingested it. He ate it. And everything, the coroner and these medical professionals, and you have to know, there's people from all over the world flying in. They want to study this.
It's because it's unheard of. It just doesn't make any sense. Now, I mean, with an 11-month-old, I don't know about that, but it just has never, ever, ever happened before.
What it caused was a diagnosis of a heart condition. This is at the core of the medical debate over this study. What happened to this little boy from this high-rated THC is something called myocarditis, I don't know how to pronounce this, and it's very, very rare in children, often fatal when diagnosed. In children, the fatal disease or heart problem is usually caused by a virus.
Okay.
So what they're trying to figure out is, like, what the hell? Why would the THC have caused the heart to do this when usually it's a virus? So it's usually by bacteria, infection. So they're all looking at this little boy, sadly, that perished. And they're trying to figure this out because they're like, whoa, if it could happen to an 11-month-old boy, which, again, it still shouldn't, because you got to think over the history of dope smoking and brownie making and
other young kids have probably ingested it.
Yes, not intentionally, but you know by accident there's been some sloppy parents out there that were going to bake a whole batch of brownies. Little Junior comes in, he gets a hold of the parsley, and you know he swallowed a whole bunch of it. So
how do you, it just makes me sick. You'd leave that out like that around a, I mean, I just don't understand the laziness and just.
It is. It's absolutely, absolutely unimaginable and irresponsible, but it happened. And they're saying that is what caused it. So it is the very first case. Because for years and years, Joe and I have gone back and forth about alcohol versus pot and the marijuana. And every now and again, a fake story would pop up.
Sure.
First case ever. Sure. And we would read them all. We would get sucked in and talk about them all because
you would get sucked in.
Yes, I would, because all the people that smoke the pot in all their clouded, fogged, haze perception. Oh, it can never happen, man. I've smoked 18 bales in an hour, bro. All these people that smoke it defend it, rightfully so.
You would just think that one of us would have overdosed by now, especially mixing it with other drugs and with liquor.
Yes, you. You, if in fact it was able to happen, you would have died 10 years ago.
I honestly would agree with you on that. If you could overdose on pot, I truly believe I would have by now.
You would have, and you should have. But all those stories we read, they were all fake. They were all fake, and they kept coming, and they kept coming, and they got really hot and heavy back when Colorado first did this, mm-hmm. Five, 7 years ago, whatever it was.
Yep.
All these stories came in, and they were all fake. But now, this one is legit. Out of the state of Colorado, it happened. But again, it's an 11-month-old baby boy.
I would think the easiest, is pot the easiest of drugs? Is it probably easier on your body than Advil and Tylenol?
To me,
probably in the same class, I would think, as far as harming yourself.
I would say, okay, here's the thing.
How do you judge that? I mean, I'm not sure.
Well, as far as what it does to your organs and your body,
yeah,
and stuff,
because we talked about me taking 12 Advil and what it would do to my kidneys, and then someone said you take the Tylenol and then that wrecks your liver.
Yeah,
and we know that pot, it's really only going to wreck something if you're smoking it, because it can cause trouble with your lungs.
And it does deteriorate brain cells. It does.
It retards the brain cells.
It subtracts
them.
They
call them that because they can grow. They can come back. Yeah. Much like not alcohol. With marijuana, they can come back to normal.
Okay. When are yours gonna?
Mine may not be able to.
Oh, okay. Yours are just dead.
Most folks.
Okay. Most folks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can come back to normal.
We could pop this up for you, or you could jump on ABC.com or ABC10.com. You could read this, but it is the first case ever. It's truly legit. But again, you can't really use it as this big breakthrough story because it was with an 11-month-old baby boy.
That breaks my heart. That absolutely breaks my heart that parents would do that. That's so sad.
Got to be careful. You know you're doing that. So the same thing. You leave a bottle of Jack out. You leave a big tall can of beer. Little one gets a hold of it. They slug it. They pour it down their throat or down their sister's throat, whatever.
A soda. You leave Advil out. I mean, you can't leave anything out with an 11-month-old like that.
We got to give you the cash right now. Double pay work day. It's $1,000. Pay attention. Give me money.